need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, wankers and spankers, sex pots and sexologists, and sex pot sexologists, woo! Cool cats and cuckolds and kinksters. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. It's Kink Month. Happy Kink Month from Boo-Nobooville. Woo! Yes, the month of Boo. And Bonoboo, you. You betcha. It's Kink Month, as so declared by our kinky friends at Stockroom. And, you know, we like the idea. We think there should be a kink month. Why not? I mean, yes, of course, you can be kinky all year round. There's nothing that says that just because you celebrate kink month, you can't be kinky all year round. But, you know, it's kind of like May is masturbation month, right? It's kind of like, what is it, February is Black History Month. March is Women's Month. I mean, we only get one month, too. But you're supposed to be nice to women all year round, whether you're a woman or a man or a bonobo. So, you know, you could be kinky all year round. But Kink Month is that time when we kind of talk about it, when we celebrate it, when we explore it. At least that's what we do here in Boo-Nobooville, where some of us are already dressed up for Halloween, you know, that scary kind of kinky time of year when you put on a mask. Yes, when you conceal, you also reveal, you know? That's kind of how it works sometimes. So it's a really exciting time to cover up in a costume and then let it out. Release your inner bonobo through, oh, I said bonobo, didn't I? Yeah, okay, well, you do that too. And you release your bonobo through, you know, dressing up and being kinky, you know, spanking, fetishes, something taboo, perhaps. I mean, that brings me to the question, what is kink? Which I'm not going to exactly answer right now. We have a whole show to do that. But actually, we have our whole lives to do that, darling. We do. Because kink is so, you know, kink is in the mind of the kinkster or the kinky or the judgmental of the kinkster, you know, then there's that. So, yeah, I guess I define kink as any kind of sex that Ted Cruz would try to legislate against, but secretly like on Twitter, right? There's his like page. There he is liking that. And it's doggy style sex, but there's a voyeur involved. So there is some kink going on. It's a little bit of a threesome there, Ted. It's okay to like porn. Just don't legislate against it. And sex toy stores. Jesus. Speaking of Jesus and sex toys and kink, hey, we've got our Jesus jackhammer dildo here for those of you who like to get kinky with religion. And, you know, Christmas is coming, so we also have the baby Jesus butt plug. And, you know, they're made by divine interventions. We love them. We love all kinds of sex toys. I also made this this kind of dildonic vibrating broom based on a Harry Potter kind of toy. I don't know if the vibrator's working, but the toy, whoa, was such, I can still fly it, right? And the toy was something that that got recalled because the kids were having too much fun with it, which, I don't know, I'm not going to register an opinion about that, but I just thought it was a great idea for an adult toy. So, the Magic Dildonic Vibrating Broom. Available in Shopping Heaven. So, yes, kink, the term defines or derives from the word bend, right? It's a bend, right? A kink is like a something that's not straight, okay? Right, there you go. So that's, I guess, what kink is, something that you define as not straight at that moment that you're using the word because, of course, you know, you might define that as like BDSM, bondage, or fetishes, or taboo fantasies. But then again, if you're really into kink, you might define getting married as kinky because it's different. It's not conventional for you. And, you know, the wedding band is a form of bondage, is it not? Yes. So, kink, 50 Shades of Sexy, but that really gives too much credit to a bad film and an even worse book, so forget I said that. yes, but I do want to just address certain issue that is, I guess, the issue of the week. Well, there's a few issues this week, you know, and they both relate to kink, really. One of them is... make kink not war. Shoot the gun between your legs. That's not what Stephen Paddock did in Las Vegas. And they say that, you know, the news media that just loves this sort of thing, even though they hate it, they say they hate it, but they just live on it like vampires. And they say that it was the biggest mass shooting that's ever happened in America, a mass gun shooting. And, you know, it's not really. As my Counterpunch publisher, Jeffrey St. Clair, points out, the title for America's top mass murderer on the domestic front belongs to Colonel James Forsyth. You don't know who he is, but you might know about something called the Battle of Wounded Knee, which wasn't a battle because all of the Native Americans were not armed and they were just slaughtered. And it was a state-sponsored, you know, gun shooting. So I guess that's why the news media considers it different. But you know what? These state-sponsored killings that we do, I just got to register my view that that is what creates, you know, the response on the domestic front. The guy that did this, they say, wow, this is just so confusing. Why did he do it? I mean, he's like white, he's rich, and he's not a member of a cult like ISIS. Well, first of all, why did he do it? Well, he certainly was preparing to do it. Maybe people in his life didn't think so, but, you know, he's got all these guns. What else are you going to do with those things? That's what they're for. And, yeah, he's white, as are most of the mass shooters of America, Caucasian. And, yeah, well, was he a member of a cult? Well, not ISIS, as some people were floating. And he wasn't a lefty, as, you know, he wasn't with Antifa, as some said. But he was a member of the cult that we call gun culture in America. And gun culture is quite a cult. And it extends into the military-industrial complex for, you know, bombing countries outside of the U.S., using drones so that we don't feel the pain. And it extends into our homes. And it extends into domestic violence. It extends into crazy gun violence like this. And by the way, I don't know anyone that was killed. But a good friend of ours here on the show, Mistress Porcelain Midnight, beautiful, beautiful Femdom, a good friend of hers was killed. And, I mean, there's so many people that were killed and wounded in this. It connects a lot of us. And, of course, we're close to Vegas. And we're very connected. And by the way, there were so many heroic acts in this atrocity. There were people that protected other people and people that came back and helped and that's always the silver lining of anything terrible, is that it brings out the best in some people. It brings out the heroes. But, you know, it's still a terrible culture to be a part of, and we're all a part of it. It's a rough thing to figure out how to get out of. You know, do you take the guns away from everybody? Or what about maybe disarming the police so they don't, like, have military weaponry. I mean, really. And there's so many possible ways to go here that aren't going to be gone through, because, of course, you know, both the military-industrial complex and the you know, NRA, just they pay for our government representatives. They pay for them. So in exchange for that, we have to sacrifice, just like the Aztecs. You sacrifice, except we don't pick the sacrifice people. That, you know, they're just picked randomly, which is, I guess, a way of human sacrifice. And that's our human sacrifice, is every once in a while they have to come from our people, because we're doing it all over the world. And it's sick, I think. Maybe, you know, some people, they thrive on this. I have to say, I don't. And I think that's got something to do with sex. I know it seems like a big leap, but the bonobos don't think so. You know, they make peace through pleasure. I'm not saying that this guy was sexually frustrated. Maybe he was. After all, his girlfriend was not in town at the time. And I don't know. They might have had a little bit of a falling out. She kind of thought when he wired her some money that he was breaking up with her. Anyway, I don't want to speak directly to him and his sex life, though some shooters, yeah, you can see directly how their sex life is messed up, like the one in Orlando. But I guess it's just a question of whether you're going to shoot the gun between your legs or amass an arsenal of 47 guns, you know. And if you're going to amass an arsenal of 47 guns, that's a gun fetish. That's my analysis of that. And then you got to say that yes, sex is involved. Yes, this person has a gun fetish, and yes, maybe we all need a little sexual healing. And the bonobos show us the way. They are incredibly sexual, bisexual, omnisexual, and very loving, empathetic, giving, caring, sharing, And they've never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. They're the only great apes who are female empowered, meaning they're pretty much equal or maybe in charge, depending on the time of month. and you know, they're highly endangered. We have to save them. That's what we try to do here in Bonoboville with all the millions of dollars we make from y'all. We give a few to the bonobos. We do. We give a portion of everything, the few cents we make from you, to the bonobos. Because if we lose the bonobos, we lose the paradigm of peace through pleasure. And then it's like, what else is there but a gun culture? I mean, I hope nobody puts a gun in the hands of a bonobo, because you could teach a bonobo how to shoot because they're smart enough. I hope before that happens that a bonobo puts the idea and the feeling of peace through pleasure into us. That's my hope and that's my dream and that's what I always keep fighting for. And, you know, it's discouraging when you get a just this bloodbath, but, you know, you kind of get a little sad, but very sad. But, you know, you got to get out there in the battle against sexual oppression, right, where we use weapons of mass seduction. Uh-huh. We sure do. And we use them all. We are fans of Hefner. Check out my blog about Hefner, and we gave him a farewell last week, and we are fans of the feminists. I know there's a whole, but my Cosmo editor, she's not a feminist. It's cool. I'm a feminist, but, you know, I'm a sex-positive feminist. I guess that, I don't know if that's an old-fashioned way of describing it, I guess. But anyway, I am so happy to be here in Bonoboville, where y'all let me say what I want. And I am so happy to have a fantastic array of guests to celebrate Kink Month in Bonoboville. Woohoo! Can I get an amen? Can I get an a women?
A women.
All right. So let's get all women up here, except for my room. I'm very excited to have these women. Let's get rid of my little cheat sheets here. Can I get a person from here to alleviate my music stand? Cammy. Let's have a hand for Cammy. There's Cammy. Cammy has emerged. And Cammy's the one that told me about Self-Love September. I knew May was Masturbation Month, but I didn't know about Self-Love September, which we wound up last week, and now it is Kink Month. And I have a very kinky fellow sexologist here. Ooh, and I'm sitting on the Jesus baby butt plug. Isn't that nice? So come on and sit up here, Dr. Lori Bennett. Let's have a hand for Dr. Lori. Yay. Okay. Hi, Dr. Lori.
Hello, beautiful.
Well, it's so nice to have you
here
on my broadcast bed. I know you've been to the show before, but not like this, and not for a while. And you are very esteemed sexologist, sex therapist, and kinkster. So it's great to be celebrating the kickoff of Kink Month with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's beautiful to be on the bed with
yes,
you this time.
On the bed.
So my first visit was actually my first introduction to any kind of sex party of any kind. Was at your old location?
Wow. Yeah. The first sex
I was
party?
A very baby sexologist.
Wow.
And I was invited
to only had like garden parties and cocktail parties without the cock.
I was a good girl.
Yeah. Oh.
Very
wow.
good girl.
Well, I'm glad I could just,
I'm
you
good.
Know, really make you better, I guess, or make you bad or corrupt you. That's the word. I guess I corrupted you.
Changed me.
Who brought
forever.
You to my place?
Who brought me?
Yeah.
Well,
that's the true corruptor.
You really want to know?
Yeah.
My husband.
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes.
Here he is. Yes.
He's in the house.
He's hiding out.
He's hiding.
He won't come forward.
He might say hi. He's a wounded warrior because he fell off his motorcycle and I guess...
Run off his motorcycle. Run off the road.
Excuse me. You're right.
Knocked
you
off.
Describe it.
Yes.
You know, you're his PR woman and wife and partner and everything. And you've been together a long time.
16 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. 16 years.
To me.
Yeah. Yep. We've been together
26 years, married 25, but you are catching up.
But if you ask him how long we've been together, he'll say, not long enough.
Aww. So is marriage kinky or not?
I think so.
Wait a minute.
How do you define kinky and how does marriage...
You know, kinky is very different depending on who you're talking to. Because what's kinky to one person is not kinky to somebody else.
Right.
But I think, personally, that monogamy in marriage is some of the most kinky relationship that you can find. Because it is, by definition, it can be very restrictive.
Well, absolutely. I'm wearing a rosary, partly because it's orange and matches my outfit. But also because I think it's kinky to wear a cross. But some people, they think it's the opposite of kinky, that it's really
it's very pious.
It is very pious,
but it also keeps you in a very pure space, which makes anything outside of that kinky.
Kinky. Mm-hmm. Kinky. And you are a kink positive. Is that the phrase?
Yes.
Kink educator?
Kinkucation.
What is kinkucation?
It's a spin on kink education.
Right.
So, yes, I love to teach all things kinky. I teach at USC as an adjunct there somewhat.
I taught at USC too.
Yeah, Chinese Sexological Association.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And also they saved my life. So I love USC. Mm-hmm. So they're very cool. Yeah. And so what do you teach at USC?
I teach BDSM 101.
Very good. Well, that's kink.
It is all kink, and I love it because it's primarily international students that come through because we can't teach them so explicitly in their own country. So they come here, and they can really get a really great, accurate education. And then as part of the class, I take them in the evening to one of our local dungeons and one of the local doms that you probably know.
Yeah.
She puts on a whole demonstration for
them. Do you want to give her a shot?
I would love to. Is that allowed?
Oh, yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you for asking. Yes, of course.
We're
thank you. Scarlett Sin.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
She's amazing, and she does an incredible demonstration for all of my students and gets up there and allows them to try out different implements. And
implements.
Implements.
We like implements.
On different submissives.
Right. We have all kinds of implements here. I have this sort of a belt. It's not
sexy.
A real belt. It's made by Jux Leather, who also made my finger flogger here. I call it a finger flogger, but it's really a keychain.
My daughter saw it and she's like, what's this, Mom?
I have a couple of them, actually. And, a lot of people enjoy spanking. Do you enjoy spanking?
I do, actually.
Both giving and receiving?
I like giving, and I was really surprised recently. I was receiving, and I was like, I get it. I get why people really get off on spanking.
Okay. It's important to get it because you have all these clients.
Mm-hmm, I do.
Or patients. Do you call them clients or patients?
I call them clients.
Okay. Me too.
I call them clients.
Because they're not sick. They just
they're
need
not
a little
sick,
sexual
and I don't like to pathologize.
Help somehow.
Yes.
You know? Because after all, our society is kind of messed up.
And I call them challenges and concerns, not problems.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you were not a sexologist when you first came to visit.
No,
What did you do?
I was a law student.
A law student.
I was in law school. I was studying law, and I had a really great job, and I was a happy homemaker, and I went to your thing.
And I corrupted you. We could have had a good lawyer here.
You could have.
I always can use a lawyer, another lawyer.
Shortly after that, because I like to experiment anything, and I like to very experiential. But I'm also like a total bookworm, so I have to know everything that I'm doing. Mm. So I had to know about my own sexuality, so I went and worked at Wild Horse Saloon for a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a sex worker.
As a sex worker.
Yeah, at a brothel.
At a brothel. You were a whore.
Yeah.
I was a Kapoor.
Wow. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Thank you. Thank you.
And this was in Nevada. Which place was this at?
It's a sister house to the Mustang Ranch.
And were you married at the time?
I was. I was.
I'm looking at the wounded warrior here. It's okay.
Yes.
Is this a little bit of a...
You know, we always have figured...
Fetish? Is this a kinky thing?
No, it's just that we have a very freedom-based relationship.
Okay, so you're polyamorous, or are you swingers? Or
it's whatever works for you. Kinky. I want to support you in whatever works for you, and vice versa.
Yeah. Okay.
And you think I'm kinky? He's way more kinky than I am.
He's way more kinky. Okay, night is
sorry, young. Outing you.
He's my doctor, too.
Right, okay, so we should introduce. I mean, I met you a long time ago. But we reconnected because Jackie is a patient. I guess in this case, we're talking about a medical doctor, so we should say patient. She's not just a client, although.
Yeah, we should probably keep that on the DL.
I was going to say Jackie's not sick, but I don't know, maybe. Well, anyway. Yeah, exactly.
She might be a little sick. I don't know.
No, she is going through a transition that is going to get pretty intense in the next few days. Pretty intense. And,
exciting stuff, Jackie.
Exciting. How are you feeling about it, Jackie?
I'm so excited I can't contain myself.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And yeah. Excited for
yes,
you.
Yes, Max.
I'm just trying to figure out where this is taking place. Because you guys have a place downtown, right?
Well, where Jackie is going, she's going to be seeing somebody.
Right. I'm with Dr. Alexander Sinclair will be working on me. He's not working
on you with one arm, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Just want to make sure.
We don't want a one-arm surgeon. You're a different kind of you're more of a endocrinologist, or I don't know. What kind of a doctor is he?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he wants to say right now.
Ah, it's a secret doctor.
Transgender specialist.
Transgender specialist. Okay. But you're going to go to a surgeon, and what do we call this? Top surgery. Top surgery for a great bottom. Jackie Blue.
She's going to have a designer body. Right?
And has some killer boobs next week. So.
And I understand they are going to be a D cup.
I'm going for the D. Yeah.
D.
Nice.
That's a double entendre.
Right. Wow. Well, you know, we love you the way you are, but we are always interested in change. Changes are always interesting.
And that whole looking down and seeing your cleavage.
Oh,
I got a feeling me and
what
the mirror is going to become
size?
Good friends.
I'm a full C.
That's a C. You look like a D. Or are you wearing
I have a push-up bra.
Push-up bra.
Yeah.
Good girl.
She can feel it right here.
Jackie's not going to have to wear a push-up bra.
Nope.
She's going to have it all pushed up and out. It's going to be amazing.
I'm going to be looking for volunteers to help massage my new breasts. I'm going to need a lot of that.
Okay. All right.
And there's a lot of givers here that I'm sure are willing to step up.
That's always an easy job to fill. Okay, so that's Jackie Blue, and happy Kink Month, Jackie.
Thank you, you too.
I just want to introduce my other guest before we get around to whatever else we're doing. So I'm going to get to you. Okay, so Gracie May Green. Come on up here, Gracie May. Come on up on the other side of me. You can sort of slide over here. We'll all get on
next
bed.
To the Jesus dildo cross.
And eventually we're going to bring the dotard out. Look at you in orange.
You look for Orangetober.
Got my October colors on.
Yeah, you do. And your glasses. Everybody's in glasses. I think this is intellectual kinky month. Maybe kinky people are a little more intellectual.
I'm just really blind.
Right? You're very kinky, aren't you? Yeah, but I think that makes you blind, right? Because you masturbate so much. No.
I'm as blind as two bats. I just don't wear my glasses on camera.
Oh.
I wear my contact lenses.
Right. Cheater. Okay. So, yeah, I am a cheater, and I'm a cheater in so many ways you have no idea. But I do explain it, so maybe I'm not.
I'm pretty sure that's why we're friends.
Right.
Yeah. I get it.
You know, it's kind of not cheating. But if you don't ask me, then I guess you don't know. So, anyway, Gracie Mae Green, you are a bi geek
by geek.
Yes. So
I love that. Can you say yes again?
Yes.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So when I grew up, I was the kind of the nerd. I got teased a lot. The boys used to call me Dictionary, and not in a nice way.
Like Dictionary.
I was, hey, Dictionary, I'll take you to the dance if you do my homework. Just kidding. You believe me. Assholes. Now I'm in porn.
Yay.
You're like, yeah, Dictionary.
So, now, is this something to do with you having a dick, or is
I don't. Smart. But, you know, I'm totally down for a strap-on, but no, yes. Dictionary, like, I was a nerd.
And maybe they were down for a strap-on, and that's why
you never know, they could have just been repressed.
They were hoping.
So, yeah, so, and then I kind of, came into my sexuality, I suppose.
How did that happen?
I've always been kinky. But it wasn't something I ever knew was kinky.
You were innocent.
Yeah, well, my first fantasy was definitely bondage. And I was quite young, and I'd never even seen porn. I didn't know what it was.
Jesus.
It was just what I wanted.
Sort
it just
like
came
Perils
to me.
Of Pauline,
yeah, it was just...
A Wonder Woman and her lasso of truth tying somebody up.
No, it just came from my mind. It was just what I wanted. And then later I discovered that that was acceptable. That wasn't anything to be ashamed of, and other people like it. And that was really cool for me. I was in a long-term relationship, and it was very vanilla, very, very vanilla. And, we parted ways. You know, of course, there's some mutual differences. And since then, I've been able to really
explore myself.
He didn't
want to tie you up?
It was more than that, but that was part of it,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
You like to be submissive or
both. Depends on the people I'm with.
And you're a porn starlet now.
I don't know if you'd call me starlet, but I'm new. Yeah. I'm
Why
doing it.
Why wouldn't I call you a starlet since you're new?
New, I guess lit. The little lit on there.
Lit.
Yeah.
If you're not quite lit yet, you need another drink?
I might have another glass of wine
okay.
in a minute.
Right.
So it's been a wonderful experience for me so far. I've enjoyed all of it.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from California.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you also from California?
I am. Yes.
Nice. I'm actually from SC.
By Californians.
SC.
Wow.
Really?
Are you from Santa Clara, Santa Cruz?
Chico.
Chico. Never mind. Wrong SC.
We
and your friend.
This is Amelia.
Amelia.
Hi.
Onyx.
Yes.
Onyx, because of your black hair.
Actually, because I'm a super nerd.
Because you're super new. Oh, okay.
Pokemon Onyx.
Yeah,
that
like
was the hardest
really
one for me to beat because I always got the fire, and that was like the rock right in the beginning.
I'm out of the
no,
loop.
I don't know any
Are
of
you
it.
Serious?
Okay.
Yeah,
dude. They're having a
dude.
Moment.
Yeah, I told
okay.
you I'm a geek. I was a Pokemon nerd growing up. I die. Yeah.
Okay.
I grew up with two boys, so like it was just totally normal.
Have you known
Pokemon.
Each other a long time?
No,
we
actually met like at my model house. It was
yeah.
super funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Bonoboville.
Thank you. I'm
happy to be here.
And yeah. there's Gypsy with her devil horns.
Woo!
Happy Kinkmas, Gypsy. Take a mic. Say hi.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
I'm from Chico, too.
Oh, no, you're not.
I am from Chico. I'm born and raised
oh,
there.
That's right.
No, you're.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Girl.
So like actually Hallstown,
wow.
like right above Chico,
wow.
but yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So obviously they breed an intellectual breed.
Obviously.
Very
so
sexy
obviously.
People there.
Sexy
obviously.
People.
Sexy
yeah.
people and people who want to escape.
it's a great town, but
yeah.
it's also the kind of place that you can kind of feel claustrophobic in a whole town.
It depends
yeah.
who you
it's
are.
Interesting.
It depends who you are and what
yeah.
you want.
It was time to go.
It was time
yeah.
to go.
Time
I
to
just saw a flash of somebody's ass up there. Right? Did somebody's ass? It looked good, too.
Yeah,
whoever
yeah
was.
That was real good.
Oh,
no, that's me. That wasn't me.
That was your ass.
I don't know
if
someone else's.
Good to know. Oh, okay. Maybe not yours.
Runaway girls.
That last one was.
And let's see. Look who's back. Maya.
Oh, Maya.
Maya's. Jackie, give my your microphone for a minute. Maya.
Yes.
Welcome back to Bonoboville. Bonoboville tonight, right?
Boo.
What are we doing? How do you boo like a ghost?
Like,
boo.
Bonoboville. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Maya.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You look great.
Thank you.
Okay. You're healthy.
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Everyone's looking good. Welcome back.
We're going to have you for dessert.
Prodigal daughter returns. They all come back. Okay, so I think I've introduced everybody. And
you almost introduced everybody. We have one more person, one more thing.
The thing.
We have a thing.
The thing back
there. So why don't you show her the thing? Because Dr. Susie would really like this thing that you have.
Oh, you have a thing.
No.
I don't have a thing.
Look, you have a thing over here.
Amelia has a thing.
The beautiful lady next to me.
And it's one of my...
I'm sorry, guys. If Dr. Susie would mind. And I said that Dr. Susie would be more than thrilled. So why don't you go sit next to Dr. Susie?
I used to have a snake.
You come switch.
My snake passed away.
You give her the microphone. We'll switch. You have this microphone. It'll be a beautiful thing. All right.
Yeah. Is this a girl or a boy?
This is a boy. His name is Zeus with three S's.
Zeus.
He's only afraid. No.
He's
a ball python.
He's afraid.
Okay. He's a ball python. Yeah. They're the most docile species of snakes. And he's literally such a sweetheart. Like, he'll let you kiss him and everything.
Okay.
He's just a month old?
Sit over here. Take
a break. Yeah, you can give him a kiss. I promise. Like, he's literally so sweet. He's so sweet.
He is. I'm not going to kiss his face because that would bother him. And, you know, he might give me some dental floss.
I've been on travel for a while, but he's just kind of been, like, around my neck.
I want another snake, Mickey. That's Max. That's the name I call Max.
So the first time that I met you and I was at your show, somebody did come in with a giant
snake. Yes, Cat.
Yes.
Yes. I had quite a few snakes on the show. That was not mine, but I had an Akita corn snake. Mm-hmm. But this is a very cute one. What's this one's name?
Zeus.
Zeus, right.
Yeah.
Zeus,
I was
so
looking
tiny.
At another one today, but then I was like,
King of the gods.
I love snakes and reptiles so much.
Right.
Insane.
So are you a porn starlet? What are you?
I am also a porn star.
You are a porn starlet.
Yes.
Wow. Are you guys going to get kinky?
Hell yeah.
Right.
I'm totally fucking down.
Okay.
Be like
co-workers.
Yeah, we work.
You work.
We work together.
To practice
we
work.
Your scenes. Are you also a bi geek?
I'm very bi.
Uh-huh. Are you also a bi geek?
I'm a whatever I connect with geek.
Whatever is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've met some girls like I'm not really attracted to,
mm-hmm.
but then I've met girls that is my ass, but I'm also extremely attracted to.
Well, of course.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Sure you've got the same experience with guys. You're not attracted to them all. And you're probably not attracted to all snakes. You know, some snakes are poisonous. You wouldn't want
to. I'm not very attracted to cobras.
Right. There you go. So I wanted to ask you, because we talked about this for a second before the show. I did an interview with Cosmo on post-Trump sex disorder. It's the September issue, actually, which has Miley on the cover with her tongue sticking out. And I just was wondering, you know, how that kind of crops up among your clients.
You know, I noticed something post-election, right after the election, because I would host events that were like touching exercises. I have clients that are talk clients, and also I work as a surrogate partner therapist, so I have touching clients as well. And huge crash in libido across the board with people all over the
place.
Oh, yeah.
Just a huge crash in libido.
It was probably a good 3 or 4 months before people were saying, I'm starting to kind of feel myself come back. Yeah.
So, and this was among people that don't support Trump?
Yes. Yes.
All your clients don't support Trump? Or
if they do, I don't know about it. I tend to work in a more, just because of the work that I do, it tends to be a more left-leaning liberal crowd in general.
Right.
But yeah, it was very fascinating. I know for my own self, I felt a crash. So it wasn't too surprising to see so many
That's
other people felt it as well.
I would say that most of my clients, I mean, they run the gamut from, because I talk to people over the phone, and mm-hmm. we also have webcam, and you know, so we talk to people from LA to Saudi Arabia, and most of them are not liberal. I don't know if most of them voted for Trump exactly, but I would say most of them are from conservative areas, which is why they need help. Most of my liberal friends come to the show and
you know, have fun. Yeah, and yeah. I don't know. They whack each other and they you know, ride the motor bunny and they play with dildos and they tie each other up. And it's the people that are from religious areas and that need sex therapy so bad that they're willing to get it.
Exactly. So I have another clientele. I also live part-time in Salt Lake City.
Oh, okay.
And the clientele there, it's very fascinating because it's a very conservative area.
Mormon?
Yeah. Yeah. But I have very many underground clients in that area because they just don't have a lot of people they can talk to about such explicit things.
Right.
But yeah, same thing. They struggle.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, where do you go to talk about these things, especially in that kind of an area?
So they struggle with sex,
mm-hmm.
but do they have post-Trump sex disorder?
I think on some level, yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah. There's a lot
of I think that there's a lot of draining sexuality, and that's why we try to pump you up, because, you know, your sexuality is your life force.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know? It's how we all got here. It's the Big Bang. Just saying.
Right.
How we all got here.
No, it's true. It's true. Right? We are all children of sex.
Yeah.
We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, or Allah, but we are all
the result of an orgasm taking place.
And that's only the procreation part, because sex is engaged in for so much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be. You know, the bonobos use sex for much, much more than procreation.
Mm-hmm.
It's about recreation, and it's about relationships, and that's why they can handle their violence a lot better than we can.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, cool. Well, you know, I have something that I call Trumpocalypse therapy.
Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I kind of see this, you know, dealing with Trump, okay, whether you like him or you don't, he's a drain on your sex life. Because, I mean, if you don't like him, it's just like a horror one day after another. Even if you do like him, it's like you're watching him all the time instead of having sex. You know, you're watching some guy throwing paper towels at people. And, you know, maybe you're cheering, but you're not having sex. So there's a combination.
Let's hope you're not having sex while you're watching.
Of things.
Oh.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Somebody
some people might be.
Some people might be.
And I have concerns about them. So they should not have weapons. What do I do? I suggest that, you know, you have two ways to deal with it. One is to disengage and just turn off the TV, all your electronic devices, and get into each other and just get it out of your head, your life, out of your genitalia, everything. But the other is to engage in some way that gives you pleasure, right?
A release,
exactly.
Okay,
right. So that's why we have our surrogate Trump. Well, he's got this dunce hat. He sort of needs it, but when he's going to get spanked.
And just in case anybody's not clear.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he can. He does have this hat. And he should have the hat. And the hat was actually made before the whole white man march that
these
he
balls?
Defended.
Those are
he's
balls.
I have absolutely no comment to this.
Balls, but look at the size of
he
the
has
penis,
his balls on
right?
Your lap.
And his hands are so small they don't even exist.
This is, I don't know about you guys, but this is a huge turn on.
right. So this is, and we have him usually gagged with this little dick. And right now he's wearing the Puerto Rico T-shirt because he has been so abominable, just abominable, right? This guy is throwing paper towels into, you know, we should just
take that was his way
a paper towel, and I'll let you do that.
Thank
Would you,
you
shove
Thank
it
you.
In his mouth? Gag him with a paper towel, please. That's right. Gag him with a paper towel. Just do it. Show us as if we're a class. Oh, wow, you put it all the way in there. But now I don't see it anymore. So let's take another piece, gag another piece with some of it sticking out. So a little bit of humiliation involved here because, I don't know, like I said, it's sort of a therapy for me.
So that's a lot of paper towels you got going on there.
Right. Yeah, you didn't, wait, let's see. What is that?
I said I didn't expect to like doing this.
Yeah, you do. It's therapy.
Like
there's something therapeutic about it. Gypsy, can you hold the microphone so that she can express her delight in that? Hold it for her. Yeah.
It's going in pretty easy. He can take a lot.
Oh, okay. He is.
He's used to taking it all in.
Look at that. Oh, my God. Okay, that's good. Just leave it out like that.
Thank you.
All right, and now...
you know, those people don't even have paper towel holders.
Right, and he's giving them paper towels. It's just, you know, and throwing them like a basketball player. I mean, you know, doing the bank shot. Okay, guy, you could... You know, this is not the time to do that.
Yeah. Like, he was some hero of the day, like, oh, check me out. Like,
check me out.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah.
But of course, it's always check me out, right? So we're going to.
I don't really need some balls on me.
Well, that's why you got to use this. Spank him. With the paper towel. Yeah, exactly. Right. Here we go. Okay. Face out. Boy, she popped a wallop.
It felt really good.
Right? It's Trumpocalypse therapy. Like, that's what we do here. You know, I know that it's a kind of an unconventional form of therapy, right? Okay. You got a good shot of him with a good shot. Right. I don't like using that word these days. Ha!
So I have something
I feel
for
better.
You.
I feel better. I you know, I'm glad you enjoyed that. What do you think?
That was very interesting to watch.
Okay. Are you a Trump supporter?
Not really, no.
Not really.
Not really, no.
Okay.
The only thing is, to me, my opinion is, like, it just is what it is. You just kind of gotta... I'm just a kind of coexist with it kind of person.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna hope, because he's our president and he's representing our country, he's gonna do good.
He's actually a nationalist. He's got nothing to do with democracy. He's a nationalist. And there were two famous nationalists. One was called Hitler. The other guy was called Mussolini.
Well, again, I don't agree with what anything he does. I'm just kind of coexisting with what is going on.
Well, we are coexisting as well. And our form of coexisting involves, as they say, hashtag resistance.
I'm just here for the sex.
There he is.
I'm here for the resistance so that we can have the sex. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess I'm here for the sex, and I'm here for also the, you know, the society, the meaning, the love, the resistance. So,
resistance.
You know, that's how it is here in Bonoboville. Sex is a part of life. It's not something that we separate. Although, like I said, I got a lot of truffers that are my best clients. So, what can I say? I'm not against them, but they made a bad choice. And anyway, so
I'm paying for it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're all paying for it, you know, right? So that's why we need our Trumpocalypse therapy, so that we can coexist and overcome and resist. And anyway, oh, what does that music mean?
It means you're out of time, I think.
No, it doesn't, because I just got a thing that said 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So I have something for you, by the way. Oh, you do? Okay.
I do. Okay. So, because I told you I spent a lot of time in Utah, and I work out there as well, and I found something, and I thought of you instantly, and I know you like hats.
Do I reach you right there, Jackie, right between the two chairs?
You got a present.
It's a present. Oh, wow.
From Salt Lake, Utah. Aw,
slut.
That's awesome.
There you go. Yes. Yeah.
Right? Nice. Thank you, darling.
And you got that in Utah?
Gladly. I did. Salt Lake, Utah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I mean, let's just say sex goes on everywhere. Sex is...
And they breed a lot there, so you know they're having sex.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Like, Salt Lake, what's the UT stand for?
Utah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was in Salt Lake City back in the 50s, and I was staying at a little motel. And at about 2 in the morning, I heard fire engines and fire cars, and I woke up, and both myself and my friend, and we looked out, and the fire engines were coming right to the motel, and the motel was burning down. And so we ran outside, And just as we ran outside, two naked people jumped out of the bushes.
Wow.
I said, hello, Salt Lake City.
Right?
There you go.
Oh, everything that goes on anywhere else is happening there.
Yeah, it's all going on in the bushes.
A little quieter.
Right.
Bushes.
A little quieter.
The bushes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we only have a few more minutes, so I think we should have one Bonoboville communion.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh, good. Did I do it when you were here before? Or did
I
you
don't
just
know.
Pay,
I think so.
Okay.
I just pay attention.
I might have. But yeah. You pay attention. Okay, so
I stalk you properly.
Great. All right. So you would like to participate, and you are of age, and you are of age.
I am
and
not.
Would you like to do it with one of my guests, or with your husband, or?
I would like to do it with Jackie Blue.
Jackie Blue. Whoa. There you go.
Yes.
All right. So. Basically, would you like to be the altar or the communer?
I am an altar.
You are an altar to be worshipped. So what part of your body should Jackie Blue worship?
Right
here. Right here.
Right there. Okay. So Jackie Blue, come forward.
Assuming Jackie's comfortable with
her. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So... this is, of course, a very religious experience, especially for the two of you, because you kind of know each other. You do know each other.
We do.
And now you are going to have a communion of Bonoboville, which is like a Catholic communion, but not so much, actually. But, yeah, it's very, very meaningful. So
she
first,
very good on her knees. I'm
the
just going to say.
Right. Take a knee, Jackie. Take a knee. We should all take a knee.
It's almost like she's done this before.
I think taking a knee for Kink Month is a great thing to do. Mm-hmm. All right. That was some nice tongue action. And here is some nice salt. And you're going to lick it up. And now you're going to lean back. Oh, no. Well, unless you would like to deliver, I had a...
It's okay, you can...
Okay, so open your... Can you open your legs and let her lean back against you? And you are like you're giving birth to her, but not really.
Oh, no.
And open your mouth. Oh, you gave us a big shot.
Ooh.
And nice.
Very nice. Thank you.
Down the hat. All right. Very good.
Thank you.
And I think we have time for one more. Would you like to be the altar
for your
girlfriend here?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
But more than cleavage.
I would love
you're
that.
You're a porn star.
I'm wearing booty shorts.
Huh?
I'm wearing booty shorts.
You're wearing booty shorts.
Yeah.
That works. Okay. See, I had to stick with cleavage because I'm a professional.
Got you. My cleavage,
oh,
unfortunately...
I'm a professional, too.
I'm highly unprofessional.
Oh, yeah.
I like the booty
professional.
Shirt.
Show us how it's done.
All right. I hope that's not too big.
What?
Let's try it.
Do I want to take the snake? Oh. Well,
yeah.
Okay.
What do you want me to take?
You don't nothing.
Take it off.
Okay. So here you go.
Jackie's going to hold it. Dr. Susie?
Yeah. No, I mean, I like
Dr.
The snake.
Susie once.
I think the snake is part of my.
It is Dr.
Experience.
Susie.
Ooh! So,
oh, nice.
Sure.
Oh, hey.
Nice. Very nice.
Oh, hey.
We're going to lick the ass now.
Very nice. Here, we're going to trade you an ass.
Yeah. There you go, girl. Get it, girl.
Film inside, too. It's kind of fun.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Ow!
Yes, she does. Yeah.
You have a very nice white girl butt.
I forgot.
It's beautiful. I have a lot of tushy.
All right. I've got a big buzz in my headphones, and I'm trying to hold the snake away from the scared person.
Yeah, we're almost.
So where are you at now? I can't tell. I can't see. Where?
No, she's wetting.
Okay, so this is wet. Okay, so now.
Little, yeah.
Lick it.
That's hot.
And now... No. This is what we call waterboarding, bonobo style. So you now lean back against her. You could lean back against her butt, I guess.
Where do you want me?
Well, usually...
Where do you want?
She would open up her legs,
where
but
you...
But where are you?
I don't know what's going on, but I'm just going to go with it. What's the time?
I think that I can't. I don't have room to. I'm going to get it in your eyes. You got to move.
Oh, she has goggles on tonight.
Yeah, but I want to get it in your mouth. Okay, but you have to open up your tongue. Yeah.
This is very interesting to watch.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Waterboarding. Bonobo style.
How's that twisting?
With an ass.
We got 1 minute.
It's on a minute.
Okay, so we're going to take a little break, but we're going to be back with more Bonoboville Communion and spanking.
Yeah.
And maybe some other kinds of kink that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. So don't come yet. And don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain, you know, the pain, and have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here, put the other right here, and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
It's my best friend.
have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot, Brigitte Bardot.
Whoa, yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy.
I'm jealous.
Exactly.
Take a deep breath.
So
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines. Ding dang dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui.
Oui. Oui. Princesse, vas-y.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen, Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston. And let's have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it. Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
And we are back in the Bonoboville broadcasting the Dr. Susan Block Show live. And I am the Reverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant and your mistress of the airwaves and your high priestess of Bonoboville Communion. And I forgot that, you know, when you get waterboarded bonobo style, whether you're an altar girl or a boy or you're a recipient, communer, you get laid.
Oh, yeah.
So you get laid. You all get laid.
I get laid. I get laid quite frequently, actually.
You do. You get laid. And you get laid.
And I haven't been laid in a while, laid. So this is nice.
Okay. We now we're in a luau. Nice. And I am here with Dr. Lori Bennett.
Yay!
Gracie Mae Green. And she's a green now, so it's appropriate. And her friend Amelia Onyx.
Yay!
And there is Maya. And there is Jackie Blue in her slut hat. I am also wearing my slut hat from behind. I don't know. I had to put it on this kind of hat because I'm not really a cap person, but I do take the caps and I kind of make them mine. All right, Dr. Lori Bennett, you have written one of these types of things before.
I have, yes.
And so now, what is your estimation of their orgasmic capability?
Well, I don't know the participant this time very well. I know for myself, it's only usually a couple minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so this is the participant, and her name is Gracie Mae Green.
Get it, girl.
Mae, stand up. All right. Can I hold your wine, Miss Wino? Yes. All right. She's a good one.
Are you ready?
Okay. And now we have Gypsy, the little devil, is going to show how clean we are. And she is a nurse, in addition to being
dude.
My lovely assistant.
Nice.
Right.
All
right. And this is Harry. He is not a nurse.
but he plays one in his mind.
He's strong.
Let's hear it for Harry.
Yeah, he's an old Jewish.
Harry. Yay, Harry. He is the manager of Bonobuville. Okay. He's like General Kelly, right? Do you ever identify with General Kelly? Okay. So now Gypsy has got the motor bunny completely covered, and this is without an attachment. We do not have an attachment. That you're going to graduate to an attachment next time.
I'm going to graduate to an attachment. You know,
first,
the baby steps, because I'm probably not going to even make the 2-minute mark. Just saying.
Okay.
Oh, but all right. if you have like someone who's willing to kind of help you along.
I love forced orgasms. That's my thing. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if I want the ugly faces on camera right now.
Oh, yes, you do.
There's nothing ugly about it.
Yes, you do.
There's
yes,
nothing
you do.
Ugly.
You know,
about
it is a beautiful face. Not everyone appreciates it, but that's the face of pure pleasure.
I have a feeling anybody who's watching this show would appreciate it.
Oh, definitely.
All right. So now, could we strike up the Kingster music, maestro in the back? Kingster music, and we will start the striptease. This is Kingster by Carmina Formosa, Mark Will. And this is Gracie Mae Green.
Oh, you're a natural.
She's working.
I've done this before.
It's the Novo Girls twerk. Oh, yeah. Now she's...
They call me freaky and they say I'm dirty. Because all my fantasies are slightly pervy. I like my lover to be topsy-turvy. I gotta have that cake. I'm gonna dress you up in leather and lace. Not tell the way your big toe tastes. I wanna whack as you spit in my face. I gotta have that cake. There is no limit to imagination.
Kinky.
Kinky is an excitation. I gotta have that cake.
Gotta have that cake.
Yeah! Let's get kinky. Bend over, little miss.
She's acting out the song.
See
right?
What that does.
Bend over, little miss Winky.
I gotta have that cake.
This is always the awkward part, getting the pants off
and
the sneakers on.
So there's sneakers on. 17.
Can we take off the socks? Or?
Oh, yeah, socks. I gotta have that cake. I know I really shouldn't kiss and tell.
Where's your mic here?
But I can do the
what
was
that? Are you feeling
well
awkward? You're looking very graceful,
great.
Miss Gracie.
Ah!
Very graceful, Gracie. Let's hear it for graceful Gracie. Shake it, girl.
Let's try this thing. I don't want to wait.
Let's try this thing. All right, so I think it's operable by remote control this evening. So you will mount the machine now.
Straddle it.
Here it is, all cleaned up with saran wrap. And your label is showing.
You can take the panties off too.
So here we go. So I have the controls, but
this
I don't.
This is cut them off.
Wait, yeah.
You use this if you sleep in different bedrooms or what? When you need a remote control.
Well, you sit right on it, girl.
And you let it just like press right up against. Yeah.
Don't fall off the bed. We don't have any shoes.
Okay. Get Trump out of the way. And here, you're going to press right like that. You're going to put this like that. And you're going to put your hair like that. And now you're going to relax, right? Okay. Relax and sit on that thing. And okay, you're over there.
Is it turned on?
There is Miss Onyx with the remote control. Do you feel it going on?
It just turned on, so yes. I've never ridden one of these, ever.
Well, you're in for a ride.
Whoa! Your girlfriend
oh, shit.
Got a sense of humor.
You turned that on full blast right away. You're mean!
Okay. See, this is what happens when we get the controls. Whoever.
I chose well.
Yeah, you just relax.
Oh, you mean!
Now she's
shaking it down. She turned it down.
It's very apparent. She did turn
she's
it down.
Mean to me. I like it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Got to make me work for it.
Right. And the low rhythms have some value. You know, sometimes we
that's
like it slow.
That's not fair.
Sometimes we want it to speed up. Right?
I'm going to tip this thing over.
Yeah? No. Well, which way? It's okay if you tip it over backwards. Just don't fall on your head. Or your sneaker, as the case may be. Yeah. Feel
this
it, girl.
This thing is really nice.
Yeah. How does it feel? You've never been on one
amazing.
Of these?
I've
this
never
is your virgin
known.
Ride?
It's my virgin
Whoa!
Ride.
Let's hear it for Grace and virgin lover bunny ride. Ride that cowboy, girl. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry. We got saran wrap.
Oh, I know.
We're
I'm just ready
compliant.
To wax, so.
Right. Okay. Oh.
Where's the snake?
Yeah, I might fall off backwards.
Well, you know, you've got a bunch of pillows, so it's okay.
That's how you did.
Trump is back there, though. Watch out.
Yeah, Trump is back here
you're
waiting for you.
You're good with the controls.
He's gonna grab your pussy.
Oh, you ruined the mood!
No. Yeah, there you go. Trumpocalypse therapy. Okay, now, you got rid of the bad man.
Uh-oh.
Now you're gonna have a great orgasm.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Get her face.
Gracie Mae Green. Bring the music down. Drown out the natural sounds.
I just love everyone watching this.
Everyone is watching you, and we know you are somewhat of an exhibitionist. We are all watching. All eyes on you, four eyes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you look great. You look so hot. You're so beautiful. You're such a beautiful little bi geek. Oh, yes. Oh, you're so gorgeous. You're so sexy. Suck those fingers, girl. Oh, yes. Rub that grip right up against that big horse of a motor bunny. Yeah.
Come, baby. Come for me.
Oh, yeah, bunny. Bunny, hop. You came. That was an orgasm. Houston, we have orgasm. Right.
Yeah.
All right.
I have to thank Amelia for this. We've never done anything like this. We've just been friends, but she knew my rhythms, man, and she teased me.
Yes.
Thank you.
The way you thanked her, it was like an Academy Award.
I feel like a recipient of an Academy Award.
Right, very good. We
how
also would like to thank the motor bunny.
Like, right? I want one.
Okay.
With an insertable attachment, please.
No,
you don't have to tell me now, but I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
I'm going to look it up because this is these kinds of
less
things.
Less than a car, you know.
Less than a car.
And you go much further.
You go much further. It is a worthy investment.
Less than a motorcycle.
Men and women are also expensive.
This is like a Harley Hog without the wheels.
All right. Okay, that was awesome.
Okay.
Sorry, I have to get off it. I do have to get up. I mean, I don't.
You don't,
I don't have to.
You didn't
hang out here. Like, you just keep it on low and I'll just hang out. Like, is there more show to go?
Yeah,
like,
there's more show.
I don't want to take up, like, space or time.
No, you're in your own seat. This is your seat.
All right.
That's good.
Okay. I noticed.
So I think that that we should do something else, though, while you do that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I know you like to be
fine.
The center of attention.
No, I can. I'm going to go sit down because this is going to be a bit much in a moment.
You
want to
sit there? I'll leave it up to you.
Can I have my glass of wine for a moment?
Oh, of course. Your glass
I had a good orgasm. I'm like, I can't take it.
I don't know where it is.
It.
Oh, here it is.
No. It's far. It's not far.
No, it's not far.
Okay.
There
that
you
was
go.
Really good.
Here,
I can't
let
have my
hold
chocolate.
This. You should just settle down. Not do too many things at once.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I got it working.
It's a bit difficult.
How did
that
orgasm
was,
compare with other orgasms?
Oh, it was a wonderful first experience, so I'm a little bit on a high right now.
Yeah.
I'll calm down, and then I'll do my research for, you know, see what fans want to see me. We'll see.
All of them. It's interesting. Do you always think of your orgasms in terms of your fans or not always?
No, not always. Sometimes I actually listen to music. God, some of those bands, I hope they jerk off to me. but I do think of my fans a lot because that voyeurism aspect of it, it really turns me on. I love performing, obviously.
Yes. Kinky.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So I think we can't really kick off Kink Month without a spanking of some sort. And I understand you are quite the spanker.
Oh, I love
as well as spanky, but I think we probably would want your spanking services.
Thank
and
you.
Perhaps Jackie should be spanked first.
Oh, no.
Jackie?
Anything but that.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay, now maybe I think the Motor Bunny is weird when it's going on its own with nobody on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we can just turn it off like that.
Now I just enjoy looking at that thing.
Okay. Did you want to ride it too? Or?
Oh, no.
No, no, okay.
Totally good.
How about you, Maya? You want to ride the motorbike?
That's for later.
No. Okay. Okay, so we're going to put this on the floor. And let's see. Let me get those paper towels. Yeah. Okay. I never knew the real purpose of punching bags, but now I do.
But now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, a punching bag, it releases violent energy, and you don't hurt anybody when you're doing that. And that's, you know, violent energy is there. The bonobos know about it, and they release it all the time in rough play and stuff like that. And in a way, I mean, spanking is a way to release violent energy. But it's very controlled. Don't spank your children, my opinion. I don't know if Trump supporters have a different opinion. But I don't like to see children spanked. But I do believe in spanking for consenting adults. Really, I even think it's actually, for people who have never tried it, a good thing to try. And, you know, if you don't like it, you don't have to do it. But a lot of people are surprised by how much they like it. So come on up here. I have a shoe here, which I'm sure is somebody's fetish, but yeah, okay. And you are wearing these little stiletto pumps. Okay.
I love my stilettos.
I will not be named.
As do you.
$20, man. I can't tell you where, but, you know, shop around.
All right. So, what would you like to spank her with?
My hand.
Your hand. Hand
my
spanking.
Hand.
Okay, very good.
Very sensual.
All of it. If she's comfortable with that.
I'm comfortable with it. Just anything you can think of.
No hard limits except don't
Let's
cut
see.
Her hair, don't marry her, and no poop, I think. Is
That's it. Scat, marriage, and cutting my hair. Those are my three hard limits.
I know.
Are you comfortable if you were to, like, bend over and put your hands, like, on her lap? Would
on
you?
Me?
Yes.
I get
Certainly.
Your hands.
On my knees?
Yes, whatever hand. You feel comfortable with, I would be honored.
You could just bend over like this and put your hands on her knees.
Just
yeah, okay. Sorry, I'm like getting ready.
Not on your knees. There you go.
See
you. One hand on each knee. There you go.
All right.
Your nails are
You are assuming the position.
Yeah. And have you arch your back a little bit. Stick that butt out. All right?
All right. And now we have Mistress Lori.
Masturbate.
Or Goddess Lori. You like Goddess Lori? Okay. Let me take the mic
Mistress
here.
Mistress or Goddess Lori?
Let's go Goddess.
Okay, and let me get the mic out from under your foot. There you go. Okay.
Get the mic out.
She is tenderizing the meat at the moment. Oh, yeah. Want to take this off altogether so you don't have to
just hold it up? Yeah, as long as you guys, I mean, I wasn't sure.
I'm sure. Yeah, no, we are also very
comfortable. It's pretty warm in here, so this is much better. I feel much more like me.
You look adorable.
Thank you.
Tenderizing the meat. It is soon going to be whacked hard, but now it's going to be scratched. Yeah. Mm.
And I understand she's quite a pain slut, too.
Yes. Jackie is a pain slut.
Jackie's harder for Jackie.
Yeah. Oh, she's got it. Do you have a philosophy of spanking?
I just like working it up so we can get kind of
working it up, okay. But yeah, Gypsy's right. Jackie is a sweet soul with a tough ass.
If it isn't getting red, then it's just dead.
This ass has broken a lot of toys.
Right.
Yes. Last Halloween, what was that that went up there? The sex machine. That was crazy. Okay, now we've got the Jux leather belt. This is the domestic discipline device.
That feels nice.
Oh, yeah. Whack it. Yeah. Now she's whacking
you
harder.
You have nice hands.
I'm jealous.
Later, just wait.
No, I'm excited.
Has she been bad? Yeah. Are you thinking that Jackie's been bad, or are you?
I'm just
she's...
really enjoying this.
Yeah.
So am I.
It's just a sensual thing. It's just a release. Yeah. And we are sending her off into her new dimension. That's what I feel like it is. It's kind of, we don't really kick too much on kink off. Kink week. You know, we don't have a kick off like football players, but we do take the knee and we do have a spank off, right? And we are spanking off Kink Month with Jackie Blue under the knowledgeable hand of sex positive LA sexologist, Dr. Lori Bennett Cook.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now you can keep doing that. I did want to introduce Ikor out there who's like, I'm going to do a song for us. I mean, you could be spanking Jackie while he sings, but I'd have to move you a little bit. You'd have to move a little bit. Yeah.
Such a sophisticated woman making another woman.
Come on up here.
I think it's all very enjoyed.
Yeah.
Thank you. I agree.
Okay. Who's going to help this man off with his clothing? I am. Okay. There we go. First of all, we have hashtag Bonoboville on Ikor the Wolf. Whoa.
Are we taking off our clothes?
I think we need a microphone. What are we going to do? I guess it's kink month, so we got to do... And this is a twerker right here. This little intellectual looking geek. Yeah, a little bit of twerking. Where's your mic? You got to have a mic in front of you when you're talking.
Nice and slow. I don't twerk because I don't know how,
nice
but I'm learning.
Nice and slow twerking.
I know it's not quite twerking, but yeah, I'm going to get there. I'm going
to
get there.
This is a lot of bad ladies up here. All you got to do is just move to the beat of the music.
I just got
to
do my
That's
squat.
That's all you
guys
do.
So
you
know,
we'll find it easier to grow if we can take your shirt off. Would you help
have incredible potential.
Gypsy, would you help me? Yes. I'm going to take two off at once because, you know, that's how I am. I'm in a hurry. Yeah, here he is. Ikor, the wolf of Bonoboville.
I got to get sexual in Bonoboville.
Can we have a hand? Before he even starts to sing, we are so ready. What kind of song do I like? Well, I think She Bad, I think, is good.
Okay,
there's
a lot of bad ladies.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of bad ladies who are really good.
Bad ladies. Bad. All you naughty ladies who kink month.
It's Dr. Lori.
Dr. Lori, hello.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you?
Oh, nice.
This is Gracie Mae Green here.
Right.
It's Gracie Mae Green. I'm introducing
Gracie
you.
Gracie Mae Green. How are you, baby? Live on Bonoboville.
And this is Miss
yes.
Onyx, Amelia Onyx.
Yes.
And this is, do you know Maya?
Yes, I do.
Hi.
This is Amelia. Maya.
Maya.
It's a cute
she
Carol.
She has a little snake
what
in
is
her
that?
Hand.
Oh, my God. Wow.
She loves snakes, yeah.
Wow. This is really exotic tonight, man.
It's like, very exotic.
The devils, sexy devils. Oh, hi. Coaches up in here.
A topless girl.
Topless girls, sexiness in the building.
We got all these ladies who got laid.
Hi, ladies in the audience. Man, we got 10 minutes. We can do
yeah.
something.
We can do
saying?
Something.
Yeah, no doubt.
We
can do
a lot in
10
minutes.
Man.
It
yes.
is. Oh, it's,
hey, can we get some volume on that, though?
Open to King Pot.
Let me all say, she bad.
She bad.
She bad.
She
bad.
She bad.
She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad. There you go. Give me right, Abe. I'm going to get on A back after this over with me. Get on this.
All right, man. I got you. Right here, right here.
Yo,
can
yo,
I watch?
Look, God, she shake that thing. Come on, give me some water. Can I get some ladies, man? Come on. Can I get some ladies? Can you get some water? Yeah. Look, God, she shake that thing. Look, God, she move that thing. Look, God, she make it pay. Back up, go. She got me watching like this. Strapped with the smooth waves. She made me think, damn. Take life, damn. 10 times down. Please call it up. Silver dollar made me holler. What I say, just to make my brothers known, I'm a real fox storm, and now I'm in your zone. Go on the way you can do that. Cut and shake that thing, make it bang. The whole room shake from the ass quick. Damn, baby, you got that pop that steal the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she's shaking it. Back that thing, guys. She bad, look how she shake that thing. She want me out there. Yeah, she bad. Let me hear y'all. I can't hear y'all.
She bad.
What? I can't hear y'all.
She bad.
Come on, I can't hear y'all.
She bad.
What?
She bad.
Yeah. Hey. Everybody stops and look that thing pop. That thing bang. Got him ready to spit some dope. Hey. We up in Bonobo. It's woman love, dub after dub. With a peepee out there, tap toys with a man. I don't even know. But this night for sure, what deal? She ill. She said to keep your building strap on. Hold on, work tight. Two B stars and ride this thrill. I'm in it for the whole night. So give it to me. Let me have a nose static. The baddest one in the club, like shit. Yes, sir. I ain't round, I'm blind. She got it like that. She what? Look how she shake that. What? Look how she. Yo, what? I can't hear y'all. I can't hear y'all. Come on, right tonight, John. What? Yeah, move that song. Look how she said, don't stop. Cause you got me turned by the way you pop and the way she pop. You got me hot, so don't stop. Go, work that body, work that body. Go show you don't hurt nobody. Cause everybody wants to do your thing. Shake that thing, make it burn. Bang, bang, bang. I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized. By the way she shake her ass back, made me arise. So I had to buy. Oh well, she was down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she passed, she the bomb. Yup, she's dynamite. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make you burn. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, this girl can go. You be hitting it while she shaking it back that thing. Like. She bad. Look how she shake that thing. Come on, y'all. I can't hear y'all. What?
She bad.
What?
She bad.
Yeah, you have to go.
She bad.
What? She bad. Oh, yeah, she bad. Baby, she bad. Yeah, bro. Go. She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad.
Am I bad too?
Oh, you are ridiculously bad. Gorgeous. Dr. Frog, Bonobaville, give it up for Bonobaville, y'all.
Give it up for Ain't Going to Walk, y'all.
Oh, good. Oh.
We all bad. And it's that bad time of year. Happy King Month. Bonobaville. Yeah, we are so happy to unite in this wonderful feeling of communal ecstasy created by you and everyone. And even you out there in the bar. And
even me.
You out there watching us on your device. You know, you all helped to create Bonobaville. And we thank you for that because it's what keeps us happy and keeps us peaceful because we make peace through pleasure, through happiness. And gosh, I'm just delighted with all my guests. And Ikor the Wolf, here he is. You know, find him on, where do we find you?
Spit me, FIT, which is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Ikor okay. the Wolf, or Ikor, IKKOR. Every first Friday right there, Wolf's Den Showcase, LATalkLive.com. Every first Friday, had the livest performances. I had an international show last night from artists from all over the world. Last night. Yeah, it was nice.
Wow.
Very nice.
Nice.
Okay, international. And I want to thank my guest sexologist. Thank you, Dr. Lori Bennett Cook. And we find you at Sex Positive LA events?
You can. Sex Positive LA. I'm the director there. Or you can just Google my name and you'll find me all over the place.
Direct, all over the place.
Kinkucation.
Direct me, baby.
Okay. Google me.
And Miss Jackie Blue, you're going to be out of commission for a little while, but then you're going to be back bigger than ever.
I'm coming out back out with a bang in a half.
Yeah.
Several bangs.
How big are those?
A gang bang.
How big are those things going to be?
I'm going. It's going to be at least a D.
A D.
Yeah.
D.
Yeah.
D.
Going for the D.
Wow.
All
right.
Get it?
Delightful. Delightful. And Miss Gypsy in her. She's ready for Halloween. Are you a little devil?
I'm always a little devil.
You are. Well, happy King Month, Gyps.
Happy King Month, everybody.
Woo! Happy King Month,
Gyps. You can find me on, you know, Instagram on Erin McBean. You can find me on Facebook as Erin McBean. And you can find me on my Facebook page at Gypsy Bonobo. So check it out. Sexy photos and whatever.
Sexy photos yes. and whatever.
Just like the real life.
We love that whatever.
Just like the
okay, universe. And Gracie Mae Green.
Yes.
Thank you guys. I had
the motor
so
bunny
much
queen.
Fun. That motor bunny. Yeah.
Tippity
thank
hop.
You. Hey, woo.
The bunny shop.
Yeah, and I had a great view while I was here and I had wonderful company. You know, I really appreciate this. I'm a newbie. So I love how fun and comfortable this was. You guys are the best. I you know, I hope you guys have me back at some time.
Of course. Anytime, Gracie Mae Green. And here's Miss Amelia Onyx.
Thank you for
your participation.
Definitely. Thank you guys so much for, I mean, surprisingly having me here. I had a great time making her come. And definitely. Oh, yeah, and Zeus.
Oh, Zeus. Yeah.
He had a great time. He's tired. Lots of traveling.
And since you're picking up Zeus, Maya, come on up here. Maya.
Yes.
Maya. Oh, you've got a microphone. You know what to do.
How
are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm always
Maya,
happy to be back.
Maya used to be in Gypsy's job, I guess you could say. Well, you sort of were here. And now you're there, wherever you are.
I'm everywhere.
You're everywhere. So are you celebrating kink fun?
Yes, always.
How do you celebrate?
Doing the kinkiest thing in my mind.
What's the kinkiest thing in your mind?
Well, right now I feel a little left out. I didn't do Bonobaville Communion, so.
You want to do it?
Ooh, Oh, I thought I was.
Do we have how much time
I
do we
came
have?
Prepared.
How much time do we have? 5 minutes. That's enough time. So
I'm offering. So whoever
offering.
Wants.
Okay. I want.
All right.
Let's do it. The show. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, unless someone else wants, but we could share. Who else wants? You want? Bonoboville Communion?
I have two, so.
She has two.
I'll take one.
Would you like Bonoboville Communion? No, that's not this one. She's under 18.
Wow.
No, I mean, she's not under 18. Never mind. She's under 21. She's over 18. What? We'll do it. Okay. Look at these beauties. Quite the lovely lady.
This is a new generation of children.
Well, she already had one, but she could have another one. Okay. You're talking off the mic. This is degenerating, and we only have 5 minutes. So here we go. And salt, and you got to do your lick. And salt, and okay. Can you pour? Yeah. Okay. And I'll just have a little. I'll have a lot of this, though. Yummy. Beautiful. Your boobs grew. Your boobs are bigger. Nice. Okay. All right. You're getting it again. So now you sit down. You sit down, Maya. Maya, sit down. Open your legs. That's what he said. Yeah, and now you... Whoa! That's okay. I have another
She's
hand.
She's a wild one here.
Sit. Now, lean back against her.
Where's this?
Here, you're going to lean back the other way. You're back against here. That's right. Okay, lay back.
Coach.
Nice.
She's a wild one. She's a live wire.
Okay.
She's got tricks.
Here we go.
She's got skills.
Okay. Ooh.
She got skills.
Yeah, let's hear it for Gracie Mae Green and Maya.
Now I don't feel so left out. Thank you.
But you didn't get some. Do you want?
Oh, I can always take some. Yes.
Okay.
But
you have to take some maybe off of you have to take your community.
Anything.
Oh, here. Take
yes.
it off of me.
Yes.
Here we go. I am the altar for King Month. Yay! Nice. And I am going to waterboard you now. You turn around between my legs, face the camera, and
slowly.
Let's hear it for Maya. And thank you again so much. Thank you, Max, my captain.
Thank you.
My
thank
great
you.
Love. And it's going to be a great kink month, everybody. Get your costumes ready. Play, and shoot the gun between your legs, okay? You know, try to make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. Yeah! I love you!
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Suzy One on the World Wide Web.